Hi, my name is Sarah Abram, and my podcast today will be about Vincent Van Gogh. I discovered that Vincent Van Gogh was my favorite artist back in third grade. When I had heard that he cut his ear off for his girlfriend, I was like, wow, who cuts their ear off for their girlfriend? Like, that's kind of crazy. So ever since then, he's been my favorite artist, and his self-portrait where his ear is actually cut off and wrapped around his head in Starry Night has also been two of my favorite art pieces. In Starry Night, it's very dark. It shows a picture of the asylum where he was actually held at, and that's where Vincent did most of his paintings based off of his mood. Depression is a very dark and critical stage of someone's life, so he always painted with his imagination. And as you can see in Starry Night, from the swirls in the picture and how the colors are blending, most of the colors are very, very dark colors, except the yellow and the white used to combine the colors together. He had painted this in 1889, where he lived in the hospital, and he was allowed more freedom than other patients. He could leave hospital grounds. He was allowed to paint, read, and do pretty much a lot in his own room. He had a lot of paranoia, and he was struggling with his recovery from depression. Some facts about him is his artwork became very popular after his death, and he was born on March 30th, and some of his good artworks are Starry Night, Potato Eaters, his self-portrait, and Starry Night over the Rhone. And for the second art piece, which is his ear being cut off, like I said, I had thought it was because of his girlfriend, but it's actually because he threatened his friend with a knife, and then he had cut his ear. While Vincent had moved to Paris, he moved to Paris with his brother, and his brother was actually an art dealer. So with being an art dealer, it helped him to get his artwork out there and become semi-known. While he was in Saint-Remy, some of his work was produced. So like I said, whenever he had more freedom, he was also able to get some of his artwork out there. And in the self-portrait of Vincent Van Gogh with his ear cut off, he holds the tools that mark his identity as a painter, a palette and brushes, and wears a painter's smock. While he did his first self-portrait, he worked on a second self-portrait at the same time. These showed what Vincent was going through, and it shows a lot about his character. He's a very hardworking young man, even though he was going through a trauma. In his artworks, he's always expressing things, symbolizing things. And I think one of the coolest things about him is, though, even though he was depressed, he was still able to do something with his life and make art. He wanted to be a lot of things, and he chose art. And I think that goes a long way because depression is not a easy thing, and him being in the hospital and being sheltered and not being mentally there, that can be a lot for somebody. So I think that him keeping his art pieces going and his brother even helping him before he had went in there is really good, because like I said, after he died, his artwork became more famous.